looking around what's going on in the digital space and listening to all kind of people making predictions, giving us strategic advice how to go about the future of small businesses, I came across a conversation that said people who have made billions have boring businesses compared to what we are all looking for right now when we are building small businesses as service providers. Coaching, consulting, anything built in the digital space where we are reaching buyers beyond geographical borders digitally, on social media, through podcasts and traditional media, are considered fancy. And if something is on vogue or fancy, everybody wants to do it. As a result, everybody wanting to do it, we are dealing with a very saturated and competitive market. But the truth is, everyone can have a piece of cake from that big cake because the transformation industry is growing. And in this episode, I'm going to break down for you how and why this is possible.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek. Great you are listening today. This is important. This is urgent and you need to know this. But before I start, I would love to invite you, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please pause for a moment, head over and leave us a review. Because only if you know that you love listening to the show, we can create more of this. I've been attending a panel discussion here in Curaçao. We moved here 2024, January. So you can imagine that my time being here on the island was extra stressful. It was settling in, getting all the things done that we need when we are moving countries. Not only paperwork, but buying cutlery, buying stuff for the house, finding a house, managing all the connection and internet stuff and 110 volt and 220 volt. Yes, we have both on the island. Finding community, friends, getting to know our neighbors, finding my favorite restaurants, where to shop clothes. And eventually, I got this done in 1.5 years. It took some time. It's not Europe. Curaçao or the Caribbean is different than Europe, and it also took me some time to adjust. But I'm there, I guess, or probably never, but at some point I could say, okay, I'm feeling home now. Let's move on. Let's build more connections. Let's build more business connections. Let me put myself out there and go to in-person events, because what I didn't know is that Curaçao is such an evolving entrepreneur hub. It's incredible what's going on if you just look a little closer. And with closer, I mean, you really need to dig deep to find these events. Because websites? Don't exist. And if they're rather bad, I see a lot of people putting a lot of money into ads, Instagram and Facebook ads. This is where usually things find me. But having like a legit social media presence of someone that is organizing events or networking sessions or whatever that is, it didn't really come easy to me. So even if I searched, it didn't really appear, which made me think. But I will get to that in a moment. I went to this event. I registered. I was extremely nervous. I have to admit, I wasn't happy going there. So I drove with a friend to the city. She met another friend and they wanted to wait for me for this 2 hours that I was at the panel discussion. We were standing at the coastline. I was way too early there, obviously. And I was about to go to the registration point and I was so nervous to put myself out there. It's new people, new country, new everything. And I haven't been on such an event like in forever where I was attending something as a guest. So my friend said this lovingly that, you know what, Ivana, it might feel like you are going to, like mommy is dropping you off at daycare and even your best friend is off sick today. But you know what? You gotta go and I'm gonna drop you off now. They were done waiting for me. So they dropped me off shortly before 7. I went there, I said my name, I registered, and honestly, in retrospect, I can tell you, it will always feel somewhat scary, but the moment you enter the space, your fear will disappear. If this is an intentional event, people will welcome you with so much love, which happened to me. And I was right in the middle. While I was registering, I met one panelist and we got to talk because there was still some time for the panel to start. Amazing opportunity. And I am incredibly happy that I attended this event because it made me think and it got to show me what is happening today. Let's speak about this small business owner fancy jobs. When people build big companies, corporate companies, and they produce something boring like a screw or maybe a pencil, whatever that is indeed not fancy. But it's pretty much reproductive and it's pretty much needed on the market, so doing that will make you rich because you can also easily replicate and you can, with the right machines, the right people, probably today robots, you can do so much of them. Then the only thing what you need is distribution and buyers. When we are looking at small businesses, we often don't need so many employees because things are done easily. We don't have overhead, meaning we don't have all these costs like a building. We don't have machines. We have subscriptions like Canva and all these AI tools we are using today. But other than that, there is not much needed to make bank. And knowing from all the millionaires, 7-figure businesses, 6-, 7-, 8-figure businesses that I have interviewed on the Online Business by Design podcast, most of them have only 5 to 7 employees average. That's not a lot. And what these fancy small businesses do is they give us so much more freedom than a brick and mortar business. They are flexible. They are flexible in making or not making money. Because again, if you have expensive machines standing in your factory, these machines need to run 24/7 to generate revenue. If you yourself decide that you have made enough money for the year, you have no machines to run and you can slow down, which is not even so crazy to do because recently I was listening to Lisa Johnson, which is a world-renowned business strategist, and she has made multiple millions a year and realized at some point, like, you know what, I'm done hustling. We have planned, and it was even for 2025, to make only 2 million. And for the rest, I'm going to look at other things. She's probably building something on the side because as entrepreneur, you never really stop building. But she decided to make less money than she used to do in the previous years. And you can't really do that if you have employees that you're responsible for because these employees have families and they need money to sustain their families and your machines need to run to generate revenue in order to pay back their investments. So now so many of these fancy small businesses are appearing. You know why? For 2 reasons. There is demand. And there is opportunity. And not seizing today's opportunity is a shame, is a waste of opportunity, is a waste of time, is a waste of potential, is a waste of your intellectual property because it's out there for every one of us. I recently interviewed Christian Ray Flores. He grew up during the old Soviet years, during communism. Entrepreneurship wasn't even a possibility, nor was internet, nor was social media. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine living in these times because social media is the thing. It is your digital business card, and building a personal brand today is a necessity and no longer nice to have, especially if you are building in this fancy, saturated, and highly competitive market. But I can also tell you that this is not only if you're building digitally, if you are a coach, consultant, teacher, and educator. It is also here in Curaçao. What that panel taught me is that tourism, for example, is big and coming. If you're living on an island and want to have a restaurant, and this island is living from tourism, then tourism is gonna go bigger and bigger and bigger. Often islands live from tourism only. So now imagine this small island and a gazillion restaurants. How can they all have booked tables? It's not because there are so many tourists that they don't find place in one space and they go to the other space. It is because they're easy to find, because they pop up when you look for restaurants. They pop up when you look at specifics. Fine dining, local cuisine, French food, smoothies, snacks, sunset dinner, whatever it may be that people are offering. But they are easy to find. What I also realized is this island is highly competitive. And here I really want you to think differently. Competition exists only in our heads. And it's the fear that someone might be better than you. Because if you and me open up a restaurant today, you can easily compare this also to a coaching business, even if we both do the same. We will never, ever attract the same client. Let me give you an example. All of you know Starbucks. And all of you have been drinking coffee at a local little tiny coffee shop. So now, it's a choice. It's a choice which coffee you pick. We may pick by price. We may pick by the quality of the coffee. We may pick by distance, like how far do I need to drive or walk to get to my coffee shop? Or how easy accessible is it on the way to my work? So these are all conveniences, but most likely, if we have a choice, we will pick a place that aligns the most with our own values. Maybe it's something environmental. How are they packaging that coffee? Do they use plastic? Do they use biodegradable materials? Is it fair trade coffee or not? These are all choices we make. And one coffee shop will deliver the quality, the other won't. We can even go further and double down on the experience. If you get pissed for the third time that Starbucks wrote your name wrong on that cup, I was offended. I mean, I didn't do much Starbucks, honestly. The only reason if I go to Starbucks, first of all, I find them way too expensive. The coffee is not good. I am not in alignment with their values and how they treat their employees. Definitely not. But sometimes I was in big need. And usually it was when I was in the US, running somewhere around in New York City, not knowing who I am, where I am, way too hot, needing coffee and needing to go somewhere and I needed to be quick. I think it was three times in my life where I went to Starbucks in the US. And every time they wrote my name wrong. Not a biggie, but it made me think. And once I was even pissed because I spelled it correctly and they still wrote it wrong. And I remember I was 18 years old, 18, 19, New York City, and I found this one little corner shop that I was running past all days because I didn't have my eyes open. I wasn't consciously there. I was just running, running, doing, doing. And since I found them, I never even considered no matter how busy I was, no matter how many Starbucks shops were on my way, I always went to this little tiny corner shop because they also made me feel something. They appreciated that I came by. They appreciated that I made those as extra steps, which was two blocks further, to buy their coffee. They greeted me nicely. They didn't ask me for my name because it wasn't necessary. They asked me how my day was. We had a little chit-chat while they were making my coffee, and I got a little tiny piece of cake that was a fresh cake of the day that they were selling. Excellent experience. So no matter what you are building, you have your own values. Each and one of us has their own values. And even if the values are the same, we will verbalize them differently. We will communicate them differently. We will have a different choice of words to bring our message across. May it be to words itself, through gestures, through something we do in our businesses for people, how we invite them into our world, how we treat them. The entire customer journey can be on paper looking the same. But because you are that human being that you are, you will invite inadvertently only those people who truly, truly, truly want you, like you, trust you, and therefore want to buy from you. So the way we need to look at competition, or perhaps even let go of that word at all, because again, there is a high demand, maybe on the island, for tourism, activities, restaurants, coffee shops, or in the transformation industry, where people are looking for coaches, service providers, educators, teachers. We need to start looking or exchanging competition with collaboration. I did interview a brand strategist that is even more popular than I am by now, makes more money, but we do exactly the same work. The reason why I invited Christian, and the episode is airing next week Wednesday, you can listen to that. I highly recommend. Great story Christian has, an incredibly inspiring journey, and the work he does and the way he does it, you just might like it. And I have no problem saying this right here, right now, because Christian has his own way of working. I have my own way of working. We both probably get you where you want to be. However, you can choose your person. And this is what personal branding does. I will give it all to make these people here understand on the island, to put myself out there and tell them what is possible for them when we go out there and build a personal brand that doesn't only stand out in an era of AI, but also stands out while everybody else is building fancy small businesses, restaurants, bars, and all these things that already exist for a gazillion years. Yet they are becoming more because there is a demand. And today in 2025, everyone has access. It's not a question of, am I gonna do it because it is saturated or competitive? If you're not doing it, you are playing small with your potential to succeed in anything. Seize your opportunities today and look at people you can collaborate with rather than compete with. These collaborations can look in all, can be all kind of things, in all kind of ways. Co-creating podcast episodes, co-writing books, co-hosting retreats, creating reels together. It's even called invite a collaborator on Instagram. Change your entire perspective from your personal brand cannot be someone else's personal brand, and someone else's personal brand cannot be your brand. And there is enough people out there that you will serve. There is enough people out there that they are available to your, and I'm changing it right now, not competitor, but collaborator. You can give each other the width, the visibility, the visibility in the market, because I'm sure you have some people, or Christian has some people that are listening to him, but quite don't vibe and they might vibe with me and the other way around. And that's totally okay. We need to look to support one another and not put each other down, because we all can have a piece of that cake. There is enough money out there, and I strongly believe in a better wealth distribution globally. And this is about to happen simply because we have that opportunity today. So go build your personal brand. Go build that social media presence that is serving you as your digital business card. And then you can have that fancy business that so many people didn't believe it's possible. Look at us now. I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve anything you desire. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below.